Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry French. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry French. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The third baseman, Luke Iazza. Batting third. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting sixth. The catcher, Harry Danning. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Johnny McCarthy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Hubbell. Pitching for the New York Giants, Carl Hubbell. And now, play ball. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Ripple, who is chasing the ball. Hermann reaches third base with a triple. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a fly ball into center field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck takes first base on ball four. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards first. McCarthy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Iazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Iazza hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bartel moves to third. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Moore reaches second base with a double. Bartel scores. Iazza moves to third. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple strikes out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Iazza scores. Moore moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Giants. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is walked intentionally. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heck fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel misplays the ball. That's an error on Bartel. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a pop-up towards first. McCarthy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Marty. The throw from Danning and he is out, Whitehead applying the tag. Two outs. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a pop-up towards first. McCarthy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demery. Whitehead reaches second base with a double. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bartel takes first base on ball 4. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Collins. Whitehead scores. Bartel moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Giants. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bartel scores. Chiazza moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Giants. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ott hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hartnett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Danning hits a line drive towards third. Hack reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarthy strikes out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hack hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Giants. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 0-for-1 in the game. Marte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubble fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Carl Hubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubble is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubble strikes out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chiazza for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-1 in the game. French bunts towards first. McCarthy scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehead covering, for the out. Gerges moves to second. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gallen strikes out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Herman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Gerges trying to get to home. Ott throws the ball into Danning, who tags Gerges, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a line drive into center field. Marte picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Marte. Moore moves to second. Kiddo Davis pinch runs for Jojo Moore. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripple bunts towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to third. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 5-2, Giants. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Danning hits a fly ball into center field. Marte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiddo Davis now playing left field. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 2 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel misplays the ball. That's an error on Bartel. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Demery moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0 for 2 in the game. Marty hits a fly ball into center field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubbell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey pinch hits for Larry French. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Kurt Davis now pitching. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-3 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Demery moves to second. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Demery scores. It's 5-3, Giants. Tuck Steinbach pinch runs for Gabby Hartnett. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 0-for-3 in the game. Marti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steinbach moves to second. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Ken O'Day pinch hits for Billy Gerges. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steinbach scores. Marti moves to second. It's 5-4, Giants. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Kurt Davis. Cliff Melton now pitching. John Botterini pinch hits for Phil Cavaretta. John Botterini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Botterini hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Augie Gallen now playing shortstop. Ken O'Day now catching. Tuck Steinbach now playing left field. Clay Bryant now pitching. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Danning hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0-for-3 in the game. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kayaza fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kayaza. Herman moves to second. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-4 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herman scores. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 5, Giants, 5. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Cliff Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bartel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hack strikes out. 1 out. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Marty hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripple hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. O'Day hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Ripple who is chasing the ball. O'Day reaches third base with a triple. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gallen strikes out. 1 out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Day scores. Bryant moves to second. It's 6-5, Cubs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Demery takes first base on ball 4. Bryant moves to third. Herman moves to second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ott strikes out. 1 out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0-for-4 in the game. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Giants, 5. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.